Previously on Cliff and Kendall, Coast to Coast.
It's old home week here on Cliff and Kendall. Back when we were in college, there was the smelly guy. Do you remember him? You could smell him from around the corner. He was known as the smelly guy. Maybe it was you. I can't remember.
It must have been me.
Coming in at 9.0 on the Richter scale and crashing straight through the bathroom scale, here they are again, the hosts of Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast, Cliff and Kendall.
Ladies and gentlemen, Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast. We're the show that'll never say die. Ladies and gentlemen, Cliff and Kendall are your hosts. Come along for the ride. Where we can laugh about everything and make it through anything. Belch in your face and hear that ding-a-ring. And occasionally we sing. Ladies and gentlemen, Cliff and Kendall and all the friends are here and ready to go. That you, the listener, are here, we're ready to start the show.
Oh, we're talking disappointments this week.
Ladies and gentlemen, Cliff and Kendall.
Hey, Cliff!
Hey, Kendall.
How have you been doing?
Well, Kendall, when I think of how I've been doing, I think to myself, I'm morbidly obese.
That good, huh?
Kendall, I'm trying. I'm trying to live day by day.
One step at a time.
One step at a time. It's all I can take. Doing what I can. Making what I make. I'm trying, Kendall, one day at a time. And it, many days, I wonder how I woke up so much fatter than the day before.
Many days, I wake up disappointed, Cliff.
I do. Kendall, I want to caution our listeners about something, okay? Uh-huh. I want to let them know. Sorry, what was that that fell? This light is hanging right above my head. And Charles was supposed to come in.
That looks nice and safe.
He was supposed to change his damn bulb, and instead he just clamps this thing up here. And I don't even know what's going on. But anyway, I want to caution the listeners about something, because I did something foolish a little while ago, everybody. I bought a 4XL t-shirt as a part of a costume.
Oh, no, you didn't do that.
It was part of a costume, and in a bizarre twist, it... You know, you wear it around the house thinking, isn't this funny how big this is? And then you think, you know, this is very roomy and nice. And then suddenly, everybody, nothing else fit.
It's like, oh, I've got this one shirt that I can wear.
And it's a 4X! And it used to look like you had, you know, draped a tarp around yourself.
Look at this tarp I bought.
And now you're like, well, this shirt's a little loose. So don't do it, listeners. Buy clothes that are too small and then try to lose weight to get into them.
Cliff, I was disappointed before the show started. Now I'm even more disappointed. That's what we're talking about today, is how disappointed we are about everything.
I totally forgot that this show was about disappointment. I absolutely 100% forgot before I even shared that disappointing story. But it really, really is.
Well, Cliff, let's just get to the hard facts here. The reason we're doing a show about disappointment is because Mr. Snodbottom had set up this contest where, you know, people could, like, fill out this... that's disappointing. They could fill out this paper at the front desk, and they could, like, win an autographed picture of us, and nobody signed up. And he has been extremely disappointed, and he was like, you know what, we're going to do a show about disappointment.
Well, he had already printed out the picture on the printer.
And we had already signed it.
I didn't sign it. Did you sign it for me when I was gone?
Did he forge your signature?
I never even saw it.
Why would you do that?
I hope it was one of the old skinny pictures of us. It's comical to think that such a thing does exist.
So that's the only pictures that exist in the studio. I've burned all the rest.
There are other pictures. There are the One Direction Valentines that I have put up to inspire myself to thinness.
Oh, are you inspiring yourself? I'm feeling off. I'm feeling disappointed that I don't look like that.
I feel disappointment, but I want to let our listeners know if they are feeling a disappointment.
You want them to know if they're feeling one?
Yeah, if you are feeling one.
Oh, if they're feeling one, comma. I got you.
Comma.
I'm with you. I'm with you. I'm with you.
Comma.
Comma.
Let it out. It out. Let it out. It out. It out. One of the hardest things to do, oh my God, is to let it out. Just experience that disappointment. Just say, well, damn it, this, I'm so fat. And I'm really disappointed in myself.
I'm really disappointed. You know, I do come to that conclusion every day.
Yeah.
But I was just going to say the first step is to acknowledge your personal feelings about the situation and circumstances.
Just acknowledge them. Do it. Do it.
Acknowledge them and clip. It's now time at this point.
Right now?
No, I'm just in your life.
Okay.
To take a closer look at the expectations you had before.
Do
this
it.
Place.
Do that. Do that. Do that. Do that. Kendall, I want to get some perspective with you. What was a time, think of a time in your life when you've been just real disappointed, and share it with the listeners so they know they're not alone in that disappointment.
Well, about 5 minutes ago. No.
When I started,
probably 2 months ago when I hit the weight that I was before I started losing weight. Oh, this is a real personal podcast all of a sudden.
Oh, God. This when is a crying one, everybody.
Put your crying glasses on, everybody. When I hit that weight again, I was just so disappointed in myself. I wasn't like, oh, I'm so mad. I'm so sad. I was just like, it was like a dad. It was like a dad telling his son. He was like, I'm not mad, son. I'm just disappointed.
I just can't believe it.
I just felt so much disappointment for myself.
Yeah.
That is the ultimate disappointment.
Well, let me tell you when I was really disappointed.
Okay.
Can I share a time?
I wish you would.
With you and the listeners. Listeners.
Take us back.
Come close. I have to share one of those deep cutting boyhood disappointments. That we all
have. I'm already disappointed thinking about it.
That we all have. And it was the first time that I realized that something that you so looked forward to and just thought was going to be the best thing would not be. Kendall, it was so sad. Oh, how I loved those Michael Keaton Batman movies. I just loved them and lived for them. My Sunday school teacher took me to see the original Batman with Jack Nicholson. And then I just loved the second one. I just thought it was the greatest thing ever. And I had posters of Catwoman and the Penguin, the future me, Danny DeVito.
Little did you know.
All over everywhere, but I just loved him. And then I so was excited, even though Michael Keaton was not returning for Batman Forever. I just knew that it was still Batman, and well, there was still fun to be had, everybody in Gotham City. But I went to see Batman Forever, and I just had to admit to myself that sometimes life does not turn out the way we want it to, because the movie was 2 stars at best. And 1.5 at worst, everybody. It's just not the best, is it, when you think of Batman Forever? And I was just so let down.
Give it or take it.
Give it or take it. And I was just so let down, everybody. I was so, so disappointed. And I remember it just like it was yesterday.
These are such sad stories about
these are sad.
I feel sad for the listeners.
This is a crying episode.
I hope that we do something to cheer you up for the end of this episode. So
don't count on it. Don't count on it if it's like the past 300, everybody.
Cliff, when you are disappointed, one of the most important things you can do is learn from that experience.
Just learn from it.
Don't let it be just a sad moment for no reason.
Don't. Just learn.
Learn. And Cliff, learn.
Learn.
Modify your expectations and your objectives. And then maybe next time you won't be so disappointed.
Maybe not, dummy. I want you, everybody. I want you to practice.
Like they pray.
Acceptance. Kendall, just in your heart, think of that disappointment and just think, well, I accept it.
If I hadn't done that a long time ago, I wouldn't be this fat.
I accept it. And when is it? Is it 32? Is 32 the age when we say to ourselves, well, we're obese.
We're obese.
And we're just Let's fat. See. Because I tell you, when we went to the Pants Depot just a few weeks ago and bought new fat pants, it was terribly traumatic. And it was, speaking of disappointing episodes, oh my God. I mean, is this the time? Is it, everybody? It's not the time. It's time for a segment that we have been getting ready for a long time.
I've been working on this.
People oftentimes ask us, they say, hey.
Hey.
Cliff and Kendall, when are you going to tackle the big political issues of the day?
Everybody wants to hear it.
If ever anybody had the weight to weigh in on something.
That's weighing in, all right.
It is us. And listeners, it's time.
It's time for politics.
The time.
As usual.
Time for hope and change to the Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast show. It's a new segment. It's not new anymore. We've done it many times. We've attempted to. It's called Politics as Usual.
It's just Politics as Usual. It's
Politics as Usual around here, man.
No big deal.
It's Kendall, what are the big political issues of the day that you have got to bring to the table?
Well, Cliff, one of the big political issues of the day...
Yeah, I want to hear it.
...is Bitcoin.
Oh, you know, when I turned all my money into Bitcoins, first off, I lost the password, and I don't even, I attempted to, like, log into my Bitcoin page over and over, and it blocked me out. I can't even, like, buy a soda at the goddamn drugstore.
I told you not to turn all that money in for Bitcoin.
I know.
Oh my God, Cliff, are you okay?
Mr. Sidebottom.
Call Sheriff Frogblast. I think Cliff's been hit by a light or something.
Cliff, wake up.
Oh.
Wake up, Austin.
What?
What happened? What? You got hit by a light. Are you okay?
A light? Should I go towards it?
Cliff, wake up. Are you not awake?
Wake. What? Who, where, what is who are you?
Cliff, this is not funny. Don't be so disappointed at the idea that you got hit by a light.
Why are you talking so weird? You're so animated. What is going on?
Cliff, we're doing a show.
Who is we? And
what kind of light hit you hard?
What hit me in the head?
Cliff, a light fell from the studio. Charles is probably up there screwing it in wrong and probably Charles. Fell on your head.
Who is...
I'm sorry, Mr. Stumpf. We have to do this right.
I'm sorry. What is going on? What is happening?
Cliff, we are on the air. Our listeners are listening to us. We are telling them about Politics as Usual right now.
Who are you? Who am I?
Okay, Cliff, this is not fun. Look, listeners, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back after this.
Hey, guy. Hey, fat guy.
Is that
oh my God, it is. That's me? I look like me? Oh my God. I just saw my reflection.
Mr. Stumpbottom, get the Xanax. We'll be right back after this.
Hey, you. Don't worry. Cliff and Kendall will be right back.
Can't let go, can't get enough.
That an amplified human voice can shatter a glass. Is remarkable. That a cassette recording of that voice can shatter a glass is amazing. But after 1,000 plays, can the same cassette still shatter a glass? It can if it's totally new Memorex. Now even after 1,000 plays, reproduction so true, we ask, is it live or is it Memorex?
Here they are again. Two fat people who need help. Cliff and Kendall.
Yeah, he'll be okay. We're back, everybody.
Where did we go?
Cliff. Okay, look. Listeners, something has happened to Cliff. He got hit by a light while we were doing Politics as Usual, or attempting to do Politics as Usual. And it appears that he's had maybe a mild concussion. I don't know. He's a little out of his mind right now.
I just can't believe, if I'm really your friend, like you say, why would you let me get this fat and not just, like, knock the fucking burrito out of my hand?
Will you let me get this fat?
Well, who am I to intrude into whoever you... I barely know you.
So even though you're not even cognizant of who I am, you're still the same old Cliff. Anyway, Cliff, we do an internet talk show.
What the fuck is that?
It's an online radio show that we do at 4 a.m. on Sunday mornings for KBSH Y99.
And those are words, but when you put them together like that, they don't mean anything.
Well, this is like hearing the listener talk to me. We also do a weekly podcast on the air that is a simulcast.
Look, can I ask you another question? And this is genuine. Am I going through like a sexual transition? Who has breasts this large and a beard like this? Are we like? What is wrong with us?
Oh, that's what I think every morning when I wake up. Cliff, we do this internet talk show. And right now we're discussing disappointment.
Who would listen to this? I mean, I'm sorry.
Nobody's listening, Cliff.
We are recording this now?
Yes, nobody really listens. It's really for us and Mr. Snodbottom and Mrs. Potter Putter Butterchurn and, you know, a couple of the town folks here in Busheltown.
Hey, and I like this in life.
Of course you like this. This is one of our joys in life.
Okay. Then I'll try it. Maybe it'll come back. God, I don't know.
You must have amnesia, Cliff.
Hearing what you say that I do and am makes me not want to remember my life, quite frankly. But I'm willing to give it a try. To go along with you, you seem like a nice guy. You're overweight, you're like a big teddy bear.
Okay, look, I know what will jog your memory.
Yeah.
There's a couple of people that work here with us that are sort of like, paternal and maternal friends of ours. Mm-hmm. They're Mr. Snodbottom, the producer of our show.
I'm remembering something. It's coming back to me. You know, looking at all these pictures on the wall... I'm really gay, right? I'm like super gay. Like over the top.
A little bit.
And I'm noticing it now because there are these small photos of these young floppy haired men in all these just tight skinny jeans. And I don't know what it is. It says One Direction. Is that like a deodorant?
It's the One Direction we want to go in.
Skinniness. Okay. Because I'm liking them. And I'm hoping that everybody's okay with that.
Everybody's fine
A lot of people take some years to come out of the closet.
Not anymore, Cliff. Not in this day and age.
I just did it.
You just did it here on the air.
Yep.
All right, Cliff. I think you've done it before. But anyway, talking about that we have two people that are going to come out.
Who?
That well, one of them's producer of our show, Mr. Snodbottom. And the other is his wife, who is also a very dear member of our show. It's Mrs. Potter Butter Butterchurn. And they're going to come in and we're going to discuss hot subjects all as a group. Why don't you guys come on in? Hello, dear. Oh, dear. Cliff, are you okay, dear? I'm so worried about you, dear.
Are you talking to me?
Look,
is that my...
Yes, dear. Cliff, you are... Cliff, what is wrong, dear? I'm so sad. Dear, we should get a nice water bucket to put on his head. I'm so worried, dear. We should be going to the hospital right now, dear.
Where's Austin?
No, Mrs. Butterbutter, but it'll be fine. Everything will be fine.
Get some aspirin here for this boy.
We've made it through worse on the show.
Dear, I just don't think it's proper etiquette to keep going like this, dear.
Well, I honestly, there is a dull throb. I feel kind of like maybe I had some sort of pain reliever already in my system. And
oh, you did.
So it doesn't hurt as bad.
But
I don't know who I am or who you are or what this is.
Look, Mrs. Potter Butter Buttertron, I think the best thing to do is just continue the things that make you remember who you are. And this is something that Cliff is very well in tune to the show.
Here's a coach, boy.
Dear, if that's what helps, dear, I'm happy to help, dear.
Yes, girl.
Well, we have some hot topics that we want to discuss here.
Oh, my.
And so, Cliff, we discuss these hot topics. Just remember that Mrs. Potter Butter Buttertron is very, you know, she... is highly regarded in the world of etiquette, so just make
sure. Is everything that we do on the show just a total ripoff? We're just doing hot topics like on The View?
Well, Mr. Snodbottom declares that is not a real thing, that we come up with this on our own.
Okay.
Anyway, our first hot topic that I've got for you, Cliff, is, and Mrs. Potter Butter Butter Turn, Mr. Snodbottom, the Poop Cruise. Have you heard about the Poop Cruise?
Oh,
yeah, we're talking about poop on the show.
No, it's this cruise where like all the people that went on the cruise had this stomach problem, and they all like were pooping everywhere.
Ooh,
and the hot topic is that people think that Carnival Cruise Line should pay the poop cruisers some money for the ideal ordeals that they went through. What do you all think? Oh dear! Anytime anyone talks about your human feces, dear, I think it's definitely a problem, and they should pay for every moment that they had in the terrible bowels of that ship. No pun intended.
I was raised to never speak of bathroom matters outside of the restroom, but I do believe they owed some compensation, boys.
Oh, Mr. Tom, it must be like every day for you. What do you think about the cruise? It was sort of like your everyday life. Should they be compensated for all the problems that they went through?
Okay, spouse, allow me to tell you many details of why I believe.
Can I ask just one question?
Yes.
This is the show?
You're asking what everybody else is asking. What were you saying, Mr. Snubbottom?
Never mind, Bubbles. I seem to have forgotten myself.
I think it's terrible etiquette. You just cut him off, dear. Cliff, you must remember who we are, dear.
Dear, it's all right. The boys, the boys experienced a traumatic injury at the hands of Charles the Contracting.
Did you expect any less?
Oh, my. Anyway, Bubbles, I have another hot subject here. It's up for debate. Bubbles, it seems to me, girl, and Candle and Cliff Bower, the last surviving member of the Von Trapp family singers, has died, girl. Gone on to be with heaven.
Who?
The last surviving member of the Von Trapp family singers, Bower, from the Sound of Music. Are you an American boy?
See, it was a wonderful story. Oh, dear, it makes me so sad and disappointed not to be up too on topic, dear.
You know the Von Trapp family singers, Bower.
Who is that?
Yeah, they're like the Brady Bunch, but it was in a movie, and it was
the Brady Bunch. I remember. I do remember the Brady Bunch. I don't remember you, but I do remember the Brady Bunch.
Well, we're like the Brady Bunch.
Dear, please, I have another topic that I want to discuss with everyone before out of time.
Oh, my.
I've lately been watching all these shows on Netflix. Mr. Snubbottom got this new service set up.
I don't know how it works, but
he's completely clueless.
The screen goes blank. I push another button and I'm hearing a sports announcer, and I'm here trying to see the channel view, and I'm just trying to find 60 minutes, boys. I can't seem to do it.
Yes, dear, you're in front of the microwave, dear. But I've been watching Netflix, dear. I've been watching all these new shows, and I'm just getting extra sensitive about everyone on the news and on television and on Facebook and all your social media telling the spoilers of all these movies, dear. And these television shows, it's atrocious. Even though they've been off for years, dear. I'm just now watching them.
Okay.
I had one final topic that I wanted to talk about with everyone. And that is all the trouble that our poor dear Justin Bieber is going through. So if you must have an opinion about this, Justin Bieber.
Justin Bieber. Justin Bieber.
Yes, dear. Who is Justin Bieber?
Bieber.
Oh, come on. Everyone's heard of Justin Bieber. Mr. Snodbottom, you've heard of Justin Bieber.
Justin Bieber. I don't believe I've heard of him, Bowers. Is he one of the nightclub singers that the youth are so attracted to? I assume so.
Dude, did you get plunked in the head too?
Oh, my.
All right, anyway, well, that's all the time for Hot Subject.
Our sense of humor keeps us young, Bo.
Oh, that was fun. And Cliff, did you remember anything about any of us?
No. I remember the Brady Bunch, and I remember the episode when they were in Hawaii, and they found the Tiki God, and it was on Greg's neck when he did the wipeout in the surf. And it was with Peter when the tarantula crawled on him in the night. It was with Alice when she blew out her sacroiliac hula dancing lessons. And I remember it all, but I don't know you.
Oh, well, dear, do you remember what you had for lunch today?
I had a cheese pizza.
Well, of course, dear, the one thing he remembers. He'll be find you.
Oh, dear. It's getting past our bedtime, girl.
I'm very exhausted. It's been lovely talking to you, Cliff. I hope you feel better. And we're going to, you know, make sure we're going to talk to you tomorrow. And I'm going to bring some chicken soup, dear.
Yes, dear. All right. We'll see you later, boy.
No, Cliff doesn't eat chicken soup.
Hope your head feels better, boy.
Okay.
Just a little, dear. I'll bring you some tofu soup.
All right. So he's our producer.
Yes, and he has irritable bowel syndrome.
And he's going to bed during the show?
Well, he mostly usually falls asleep earlier in the show. He made it quite late in the show this episode. Anyway, Cliff, are you talking to me?
Yeah, you're the only one here.
No, Cliff, are you talking to me?
Yes.
Listeners, are you talking to me?
Are you talking to me?
The only one here.
Are you having a stroke?
Oh, no, Cliff. I wish I was having a stroke. Cliff, this is the part of our show where I ask you quotes about movies, and you have to tell me which movie this came from. Aren't you excited?
This is the show.
Cliff, I've got a quote for you here. Okay, you. This is a lot harder to do by myself. Cliff, well, here's another nice mess you've gotten me into, Cliff. What movie was that from?
That was from... Isn't that in every movie?
No. Well, Cliff, it may be. But it was most known for Sons of the Desert.
Wow, I really hit my head. Do not remember Sons of the Desert.
Well, of course you don't.
Okay, so I just read this here.
Yeah, but that's from our writers. That's the email you got from our writers earlier.
Okay, don't be fooled by its commonplace appearance. Like so many things, it is not what is outside, but what is inside that counts.
Frankenstein, Cliff.
No, Kenneth. It is from...
Kendall.
Kendall?
Kendall.
Isn't that a girl's name?
Well, mostly, but this time it's Kendall. It's a male's name.
No, Kendall. It is from Aladdin. Prince Ali, fabulous he, Ali Ababa. Oh, my God. That? I have a beautiful voice.
Some people call it perfect. Cliff.
Oh, my God. I am blessed.
He doesn't forget everything. Cliff, when you're slapped, you'll take it and like it.
Damn, it's funny what a knock in the head bust loose. I think that was that from Dr. Strangelove.
Oh, Cliff, no, it's from The Maltese Falcon.
I feel like those are the same movie.
They're close.
It's practically the same movie.
I've seen one of those.
I couldn't tell you if I've seen them or not. I don't remember. Did I keep a diary that I could look back and see?
Maybe.
Roads. Where we're going, we don't need roads.
Cliff, I'll slap you in the face if you think I wouldn't get that one. It's Back to the Future.
All right.
And Cliff.
Yes.
Feast your eyes. Glut your soul on my accursed ugliness.
Well, judging by my reflection over here, it sounds like something that I would say early every morning.
Well, you did say it earlier today, but it's from a movie.
It's from... am I always this bad at every game show?
Usually, yes. I'm pretty good at them, but you sometimes don't do so well.
God, that's...
It's pretty embarrassing, isn't it?
I guess I make up for it with talent, vocal talent. I don't know. Blazing Saddles. I don't know.
Oh, no, Cliff. It was Phantom of the Opera.
Oh, Phantom of the Opera. Midnight time soft. It's coming back
that
to me.
Can't remember. Heightens music, can't remember.
Each sensation. Hear it. Sense it. Sweet intoxication. Oh my God. Am I like on albums?
Not anyone that anyone buys.
Oh my God. So blessed. Kendall, if you don't think, then you shouldn't talk.
Oh, I'm talking being John Malkovich. I don't know. It just came out of the blue.
Oh, out of the blue, Kendall. It was, of course, the March Hare in Alice in Wonderland.
Oh, so it's close.
It's close.
Both are LSD trips.
Oh, yeah.
I'm no longer talking to you.
What did I do?
Because I'm No, I'm no longer talking to you. That's what we say at the end of our segment. Are you talking to me? I say I'm no longer talking to you. Did you get it?
Then I'm not talking to you either.
Oh, good. Cliff, and that makes me sad. I'm so sad.
About what?
Oh, Cliff, I'm sad that this show is about to end. Aren't you sad? Doesn't it make you sad that we're done almost?
I don't feel like we've even done anything. This comes out.
Oh, Cliff, but I'm so exhausted. We've worked so hard on this show. Cliff, if our listeners are as sad as we are and as disappointed as we are, they should go to cliffandkendall.blogspot.com. Cliffy, maybe you should go there later, just study up and try to get back on your feet on who we are.
Uh-huh.
You can go to Cliff and Kendall, or you can go to facebook.com/cliffandkendall. That's a social media website, by the way. You can give us a call on our fat line at 818-3084-FAT, or send us an email at cliffandkendall@yahoo.com.
Okay.
Cliff, do you have a quote written over there by the writers that you want to share with the listeners?
Maybe. Let me see. Quote. Let's see. Where is it?
Oh, right there.
Here we go. We must all suffer one of two things, the pain of discipline or the pain of regret and disappointment. That was said by Jim Rohn, and that does ring a bell with me. I don't know why.
It does, and it's not the discipline. Oh
my God, I'm so sorry.
Oh, don't worry, you'll get used to it.
I'm so sorry. It's like, almost like I didn't even have a reflex. Like I didn't even think to cover that up.
Yeah, we're used to that. Cliff, 20 years from now, you will be more disappointed by the things that you didn't do than by the ones you did do. So throw off the bowline, sail away from the safe harbor, catch the trade winds in your sails, explore, dream, discover. And that was said by H. Jackson Brown.
Okay. Kendall,
beautiful.
Inside every cynical person, there is a disappointed idealist. And that was, of course, said by George Carlin.
Oh, ain't it the truth, though, Cliff?
I guess it's the truth.
It's the truth, Cliff. Blessed is he who expects nothing, for he shall never be disappointed. And that was Alexander Pope.
Don't expect
anything. You won't be disappointed.
All right.
Cliff, why don't you take us... Oh, I'm sorry. Look, usually you sing this song at the end of the show, just summon everything up when I say take us home.
Uh-huh.
Sometimes it's to the tune of Take Me Home, Country Road. Are you familiar with that song?
Hum a few bars. Sing it out.
Take me home, disappointing roads, to a place where I'm less disappointed.
I'm Cliff and Kendall. We're Cliff and Kendall.
Yes, of course we're Cliff and Kendall. Two big old fatsos.
Oh, God. We're Cliff and Kendall. God.
Cliff, you have been gone this entire show. Do you remember anything from the show?
No, and it was so nice to not know. It was so nice to not
know. Oh, you make me want to cry.
It was so nice to not know.
Charles, hang one of those lights above my chair. I want to not know for a little while. Okay, well, Cliff, why don't you go ahead and take us home for good and recover for yourself. We'll get you some aspirin.
Oh,
and now
my
that you know who you are,
God.
Some other things to help with that.
Oh, I'm Cliff.
And unfortunately, I'm Kendall. We'll see you here next week.
Kendall, why did you let me get this back?
Thanks for listening to today's show, Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast. We'll be here next time. Keep the emails coming in and be sure to subscribe.
What? 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 What?